palm trees, constant sunshine, attractive people everywhere you look. Yeah, I could get used to this. It's my first time in Los Angeles. Actually, it's my first time in California. As a born and raised New Yorker, I've never really seen anything like this city of eternal summer. I'm already regretting not taking a few extra days off to explore the city some more. Unfortunately, I'm only in town for 2 nights. Not to mention, most of that time will be spent at the neuroscience conference where I'm presenting my research tomorrow. Normally, my university would pay to put me up in a hotel, but I waited until the last minute to book my accommodations. So, no fancy downtown hotel for me. This time, I'm couch surfing. Luckily for me, you were gracious enough to offer me your pull-out sofa for a couple of nights. The funny thing is, you're my best friend's ex-girlfriend. You and I have never met in person, but I've heard a lot about you from Leisha. Of course, you two broke up a couple of years ago. Apparently, it was due to the fact that you're out at all hours of the night thanks to your career as an up-and-coming DJ. My cab comes to a stop right outside of a salmon-pink duplex flanked by palm trees. I grab my suitcase and check to make sure I'm at the right address. I'm not sure why, but I feel a little nervous standing outside of your apartment right now. I know a lot of intimate things about you. Like you have a tattoo on your rib cage of an orchid. And that you and Leisha would always have sex on Sunday mornings. Leisha always used to say that you were incredibly hot. I guess I'm about to find out if she was exaggerating or not.
Hey, you must be Tess. Come on in. Make yourself at home.
Wow, so Leisha was not exaggerating. You're all confidence and swagger as you let me in, but it's not forced or artificial. I can tell by the way you carry yourself that you're completely comfortable in your skin.
So you're Leisha's best friend. I heard a lot about you when she and I were dating.
I feel heat on my cheeks as you look at me. I don't know why, but there's something in your gaze that's just really piercing. Yeah, well, I heard quite a few things about you too.
Oh yeah? All good things, I hope.
You lead me over to a 3-seater pull-out couch, piled with a couple of blankets and a pillow. I place my suitcase down and take a seat. It feels so good to relax after such a long day.
This isn't much, but I promise you, it'll be comfy on that couch. I think it might actually be softer than my bed.
I really appreciate you letting me stay here. I hope it's no trouble.
No trouble at all. You must be exhausted after traveling today. I'll get out of your hair and give you some privacy if you'd like.
You're right. I am exhausted. But your presence is strangely comforting, and I really wouldn't mind someone to talk to after traveling all day. No need. I'd love the company, actually.
Hey, you want a beer?
I gladly accept and settle into the couch as you make your way into the kitchen. My eyes are naturally drawn to your backside, and I take a moment to appreciate your body. There's something really captivating about you. I think it's probably the fact that you're my best friend's ex, but it might also be the sway of your hips as you walk, or the low tone of your voice. Your white shirt is unbuttoned just enough to reveal a couple of gold chain necklaces against your chest. God, I love the way that looks.
So you're in town for a conference or something, right?
Yeah, it's nothing too exciting. I'm presenting some of my latest research. Your eyes brazenly trail over my entire body, looking me up and down, taking in the sight of me. I begin to buzz slightly. Maybe it's the beer, but I've only had a few sips. We continue to chat and exchange pleasantries. Despite this casual and friendly demeanor we're sharing, I can't help the attraction I'm feeling. I wonder if you feel it too. Your eyes stare deeply into mine as we speak, and I swear that I've seen you inch closer and closer to me. I'm starting to remember another detail about you that Leisha would always complain about. That you were a grade-A flirt. I've been with women before, but never a woman like you. A woman so androgynous and self-assured as you. Would it be wrong to fuck my best friend's ex? Your knee suddenly grazes mine, almost as if you're testing me to gauge my interest. A knowing smile lingers on your lips, and I press my knee slightly into yours. You're leaning in closer now, and your lips are slightly parted. My whole body is thrumming with desire. Our lips come together and just barely meet. It's tentative at first, like you're cautiously exploring my mouth. Oh, your lips are so soft. You press your body closer to mine and lay a hand across my thigh. I wrap my fingers around the back of your neck. I wonder if you hit on every woman you meet. Clearly, you're very good at making women feel good. Your tongue pushes between my lips and massages mine. You explore the soft, warm interior of my mouth.
You taste really good.
My face flushes with a rush of excitement. My whole body tenses with desire. I want you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.